Got it, Rex. Alex speaking. Good, mate. How you doing? Sure. Yeah, far away, mate. Yes, the impeller, the compressor wheel. Yep. Okay. Okay, so the short answer is the impeller sucks air, or the compressor wheel, the front of the turbo, which is the intake side, it sucks air from the air filter. So whatever's in front of that, there must be a really bad air filter or a hole or something that's allowed dirt ingress. Alternatively, if it's all chopped up and broken up, it could be that the turbo is actually failing. There's two outcomes. One is a failing turbo. Two is it's ingested some rubbish. Now, a turbo impeller that's basically fatiguing or going out of balance. What happens? You have essentially a car or a turbo that would be noisier in operation than it's ever been. So it'll make whiny, spooly noises, and you'll lack performance. Eventually, what will happen is the wheel will completely be munched up and it won't make boost anymore. It'll be flat. It might even break a shaft and start to use oil or smoke. All pretty extreme cases. Will the metal go in the engine? It needs to go through the intercooler first. And the intercooler is almost like a filter. So small particles in the air, yes. Large particles, no. So will it or could it hurt an engine? Mate, it'd be pretty far-fetched if you kept driving through it, put it that way. But if the impeller on the turbo is a little bit munched up, maybe get some pictures and just have a look. Is it respectable or is it really bad? So I'm not sure. I mean, might have had some rubbish. Maybe ask him if the air filter was dirty or was the air filter broken or something. Gotcha. And why did they look at the turbo? I suppose one question you could ask him is the turbo still generating the boost pressure that's required? Is it in spec? So what is the specification and what is my car generating? Because if the turbo is not performing, then they should be able to say, well, specification for this particular car is 10 PSI and your car's only generating 3 or something like that. And then you go, okay, that's bulk difference. There's a big difference there. But if they come back and say, well, we haven't actually checked that, well, then you say, well, what the fuck are you actually testing? So unfortunately, I don't work on these things, but I mean, the diagnostic process is a bit muddy sometimes. But if you've got a turbo that's chopped up, however, it's still intact turning and most of the wheel is there. It should still perform enough to not flag issues with the car. It'll just get noisier and start to lose performance. But if it's completely hammered, yeah, different story. No, I don't think so. No, I'd need to see pictures, but essentially not really. You can, matey. I'm just under the absolute pump today. But if you get them through to me, I'll have a look and I'll reply as soon as I can. Just be careful what they're trying to charge you. Well, now, what are they trying to charge you in cost for a turbocharger? And is that a guaranteed fix now? Because they've replaced the vacuum pump and it's done fuck all. Oh no, he can't be doing that. He can't be spending that money and not getting answers. So I'd be saying to him, okay, so now you think it's a turbo. So what do you do? Do you take the vacuum pump back off and not charge me for that? Do you know what I mean? Surely there's got to be a better way to do a diagnostic on these things. So. Yeah. Right, and this is at a dealership, is it? Oh yeah, got ya. Maybe send me the pictures of the turbo first. All right, and then ask him maybe that question also. Let me have a look at the pictures and then come back to him with some questions. Easy, man. No worries. Easy, mate. No problem. Okay, bye-bye.